Welcome to NLP Therapies. With your host, Dave Charlton. Dave is a fully qualified and certified NLP therapist, here to guide and help you through your journey of life, no matter what your background or issues you're going through. We are sure these podcasts will help you and make you smile on along the way. Let's get started.
Welcome to NLP Therapies Podcasts. Okay, so a few days later than I had planned, but it's all good. We have been talking about mindfulness and staying in the present moment. And we discussed in previous podcasts of people, they spend far too much time in the future and far too much time in the past. You know, we're not fortune tellers. We're never going to know what's going to happen. We can worry about it. But it's as if we're choosing to worry about something that doesn't even exist. So just think about that for a second. We choose to worry about something that doesn't even exist. That's like telling somebody or turn around to your friends and say, well, you see this empty space, I want you to worry about it. Really try and worry about it, and I want you to spend the next kind of few hours every day, and I want you to practice worrying about it. And they're like, well, what do I worry about? Well, I don't know. Just worry about it, find something, put stuff in that space, and I guess just worry about it. But it's just a space. Yeah, but you can fill it with anything you want to. But what we do is we choose to fill it, our empty space in our heads, with negative things. Very rarely people who have anxiety and panic focus on positive things. When I suffered with anxiety, my trainer or trainers, or one specific one, he kind of, Richard Matschka, he turned around to me and said, "Listen, Dave, when did you decide to start praying for bad stuff to happen?" And I said, "What?" And he said, "Well, when did you decide to?" He said, "You know, we've got different cultures all around us, and certain cultures, they get a prayer mat out. And at set times of the day, they kneel on their prayer mat and they pray for good things to happen." And I was like, "Oh, yeah, that's fine." He said, "Well, when did you decide that you're going to get an invisible prayer mat out? And instead of praying for bad things to happen, when did you decide that you're going to start praying for bad things to happen or think about things to worry about?" He said, "It's like you get your prayer mat out and you practice worrying and getting anxious about things that don't exist." And that made me think a little bit. It's right. You know, and it's like all with the present moment, right? Everything happens within the present moment. Yeah, all our goals, all our dreams happen within the present moment. So when we kind of escape out of our present moment into the past, which is over, because some of us like to do that. We like to jump into the past. Sometimes it creeps back into our heads, and we focus on bad things that have happened. You know, it's one of those where, you know, we can go back and revisit a moment that once happened in our lifetime, but it doesn't matter how many times we go back into that. That event will never change. The only thing that can change is our reaction to the events or the old events. So if the magic happens in the present moment, how are we ever going to make that magic happen if we're spending far too much time in the past or the future? It's never going to happen because we're never clear in space. Well, I mean, when was the last time you sat and you had no thoughts and you literally just in peace? no thought patterns, nothing going on. You just sat and did absolutely nothing and thought nothing and felt nothing, but calm right now. And a lot of the people that I ask that question to turn around and say, well, I don't remember. And it's like when I ask them the question, I ask certain clients when I've just arrived and they've just eaten their dinner or they've had their lunch, and I'll be like, well, what did it taste like? What did you have? Oh, I had chicken and potatoes and all this other stuff. Right, so what did it taste like? Chicken. Okay, what does chicken taste like? And what did the potatoes taste like? And what did the carrots taste like? What was the texture? They don't know. And the reason people just don't know is because they don't eat mindfully. Everything's a rush to get it done. They eat their dinner so quickly to get it done because they've got far more important things to worry about in the future that have never, ever happened yet. And the chances of them happening are very slim as well. We can go on, you know, worrying day by day if we choose to, if that's what that makes you happy. If it makes you happy choosing to worry, and people will say, yeah, but I can't help it. That's a belief. We'll go through belief patterns and breaking belief patterns in future podcasts because it's exceptionally easy. And, you know, people always say, yeah, but a belief is really strong and I can't change it. Yeah, you can. You know, every day we change our belief patterns. You know, when you were a young kid, example, you believed Santa was real. Do you believe that now? No. So it's something you were so sure about that happens, and something that you were, what to say, 1,000% definite. That Santa was real and Santa came once a year. And that was an amazingly strong belief. As children, we had this. But yet our beliefs have changed as we've grown. And that goes for all your belief patterns. You know, you may believe you can't do something. And it's about positive mindset. If you choose to believe that you can't change, then you won't change. If you choose to believe you can change, then you will change. So, you know, it's about positive mindset as well. And, you know, the more we practice to spend more time bit by bit. And now, when I say practice, I do mean practice. I do mean you can't just wake up one day and go, you know what, I'm going to spend the whole day being really mindful, Dave. No, you're not. It takes practice, you know. We're only born with two things, and that's a fear of falling and a fear of loud noise, okay? And the rest of what you were or what you are, and that's a fucking lot of learning, is what you've learned. You know, we've learned to do anxiety. You weren't born with it. You've learned to do depression. You weren't born with it. We've learned what fear is. We've learned what OCD is. We've learned what weight we should be or what weight we shouldn't be. Due to external environments around us and the environments that we're brought up in as well. So, you know, there's lots of variables within it. But it is a lot of learning. But if you know, people always say, yeah, but I can do it to a T. I've got anxiety to a T and I don't know how to stop it. Well, if you've managed to learn some, you know, the brain will pick up positive things extremely quickly. To learn negative things, it takes a hell of a long time. So if you can learn something negative like anxiety or depression or, you know, so forth, and do it so fucking well, right? If you can learn all those negative things and you've mastered them, just think how fucking amazing and how quickly you can be learning something opposite that is positive. Again, the mind will latch on to positive things a million times quicker than it will a negative thing. Positive things don't really need much enforcements. Whereas negative things do need lots. And, you know, you may say, yeah, but I didn't see it coming. I didn't. Yeah, you didn't, because we weren't being mindful. Is this making a little bit of sense now? You weren't being mindful enough in our lives. There was so much going on. And yes, some of us have had a really shit time. Some of us have had a fucking hell of a life. I'm not going to even, you know, make it sound like some of us haven't. Some of us have. And, you know, within that life, everything's been so busy and so hectic, and you've just been trying to survive and to get through, that mindfulness has never been an option. And I get that. I really do get that. On the same note, that you can now choose to be more mindful with your day. Wake up in the morning, put yourself in peripheral vision is a great way to put yourself into the here and now, into the present. I've gone through peripheral vision on a previous podcast somewhere. I'll fish it out and I'll drop it at the top around here at some point this week. Waking up and putting yourself in peripheral vision is fantastic. It increases your learning, proven scientifically. Some schools that I've worked with are now using, peripheral vision with the kids before they start their day, and it does increase their learning by 13 point something percent, which is a hell of a lot. So it's good to wake up, put yourself in peripheral vision. I'm not going to say you can do this every morning, because not every morning goes as we planned. But even though days don't go as we plan, we can still go about them mindfully, or practice being more mindful. It takes practice, and you have to pull yourself kind of up a little bit and say, hey, Dave, you're really fucking not with it today. You know, you're making mistakes, you're not concentrating, you're tired. And that, you know, we need to communicate with ourselves more and realize what's going on within our own bodies and listen to it, and then act the best way for us at that given moment in time. You know, there's lots we can do. So there's a little bit more on the present moment. You know, again, all the magic happens in the present moment. It doesn't happen in the future. That doesn't exist. It's never existed. And it doesn't happen in the past, because it's over. There's nothing you can do. And you may get angry about people in your past, but, you know, or certain events in your past, you may feel angry and bitter, but that's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. The only person you're affecting is yourself. But we can, when we're being mindful, we can allow ourselves to feel those feelings of anger and resentment, and or fear, and allow them to flow through us. We don't always have to connect with what we're feeling. Just like our mind, we don't always have to get involved with what the mind's doing. The mind's always busy. My mind might be busy and I just don't listen. Because not everything you think is true. Don't believe everything your mind tells you, yeah? Because not everything you think is true. Right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to throw that... in fact, what I'll do is I'll do another podcast on putting yourself in peripheral vision. So it'll be quite short, probably a couple of minutes long, later on today or tomorrow. That will fly itself to the top of the list. And practice it once a day, twice a day. Once you've got it off to a tee, you can do it when, you know, any time during the day. It's really simple and effective, and I guarantee you will notice the benefits from it. You will notice being more mindful, being more in the present. You will notice spotting things you haven't seen before. When I do it, sometimes I'll drive down a road that I've been driving down a million times, and I'll put myself in peripheral vision. I'll drive down the same road, and I'll be like, where the fuck did that massive farm come from? There's the same farm I've been passing every day for the last 5 years, and suddenly I'm like, well, how long has that been there? So you'll notice when you're in peripheral vision that you will notice that you're noticing things more than what you used to notice before, not being mindful. Have an amazing Friday, guys, and I will do my peripheral vision podcast as soon as I can. You take care. This is Dave Charlton, NLP Therapies.